Chapter 16. The attackers backed away from the noise to form a rough semicircle. The untransformed men drew their guns, although their speed of movement betrayed concern. Their expressions remained as neutral and utterly expressionless as before. So they were holding out because they didn't think they needed it. I'm kind of pissed, but I'd probably be dead already if they hadn't. I can only dodge so much. And now I remember how vulnerable I am without one of the defensive artifacts.
The target can survive heavy damage, the second leader announced. Do what is necessary.
Hannah blinked and rolled onto her side to look in the direction of the growl. The noise sounded like it came from a copse of nearby trees. Moments later, a tall, thin, dark creature, easily 7 feet tall, emerged from the trees. A hard, dark carapace covered its lumbering form. Its arms ended in 4 sharp claws, and its 4 dark eyes sat in the center of its squat, triangular head, which possessed only the thinnest slit for a mouth. A short tail covered in the same material twitched loosely behind it. Several seconds passed before she realized it raced directly toward her.
And I had such a good couple of weeks. Wait, could this be? They said, no, it couldn't be. It's too big.
She groaned when the pain of her injuries began to win the war against the adrenaline that barely kept her conscious. The pain clouded her mind and made it hard to think, but she was desperate to remain aware. With no one there to use a healing potion on her, if she didn't force herself to stay awake, she risked death. That was assuming the emotionless assholes in suits didn't finish off the creature now rushing toward them. The suited men opened fire simultaneously in a perfectly coordinated volley. The cloud of bullets struck the creature and sparked before they bounced off its thick carapace with no apparent damage. The combined muzzle flashes were almost beautiful in a way, a small explosion of deadly art in the middle of the night. The monster picked up the pace, inconvenienced at best by the gunshots. It wasn't bleeding, nor had it slowed or showed any evidence that it had been more than scratched by the concerted firepower.
I wonder if those are anti-magic bullets.
Hannah bit her lip and waited to get torn apart. She drew some small satisfaction from the fact that at least the jerks would go down too. The creature rocketed past her and impaled one of the armored men closest to her with its claw. It pushed all the way through until the claw came out the other side. The victim shuddered violently and began to crumble into small particles that flowed directly into his killer. The odd process hollowed out the clothes until they fell, the body now gone and completely absorbed by the creature.
Okay, am I seeing what I think I'm seeing, or am I losing it because every part of me hurts?
She blinked several times as the empty clothes fluttered into an untidy heap. Now that the monster was closer to both her and a light pole, she could make out that it wasn't black, like she initially suspected, but a familiar dark brown, the identical shade as Omni. The conclusion was inescapable. Omni might normally only be able to keep his same small size, but suddenly he'd become big, scary, and angry. Despite her pain, Hannah loved it. The fact that he ignored her, an easy target on the ground, and targeted the men proved that he wasn't a wild, out-of-control killing machine, like others suggested, or that Allison and the others were worried about. He was still her fur-feather scale baby, only a little bigger and badder at the moment, and she needed that.
"You get them, boy," she called. "You show these assholes not to mess with us."
She groaned and shook her head slowly in an effort to clear her vision. The original leader had ordered the men to keep their eyes on Omni. That meant they understood that he couldn't change while being directly watched. But somehow, in the chaos of the fight, people had let their attention wander, and so gave the pet the chance he needed. If at least one of those assholes had done his job, this would already be over. They could simply stuff him in a glass case or something. More of the transformed agents swarmed Omni and delivered a relentless barrage of punches and kicks. The deadly blows that had shattered her bones bounced off the carapace and made little impression. The beast didn't seem to notice them and simply attacked whoever was closest. Hannah's claws might have had difficulty piercing the hardened skin of their odd assailants, but Omni's sliced into them with ease. Their enhanced skin provided no more apparent resistance than it normally would against a sharp blade.
the creature killed three of his opponents in a matter of seconds, including decapitating one man, but he took a moment to absorb each man like he'd done with his first kill. Two of the remaining armored men leapt toward him, the height of their jump impressive. He simply snatched both out of the air and pounded them into each other before he absorbed them. Despite his initial growl, he hadn't made any other noises during his killing spree. No growls, hisses, or satisfied chirps or buzzes, only the sickening sounds of the claws. His adversaries, too, were surprisingly quiet and uttered no screams or yells or begged for mercy, only the occasional grunt. Their expressions remained unchanged even as the tall, unearthly monster continued to slaughter them. The untransformed men ceased their fire and exchanged hasty looks. One of them glanced at the now dead second commander before they all holstered their weapons and turned to flee. Omni managed to snag one before he could escape, and his claws decimated him, but he tossed the body to the ground rather than absorb it.
Does he feed off that crystal stuff or something? I wonder if he's been hungry since I don't feed him anything but normal pet food.
Hannah crawled forward, the effort accompanied by hisses of pain. The gunfire might bring the police and ambulances, but she wasn't sure if she wanted them to come and start asking the inevitable questions. She rolled onto her back and made a feeble attempt to reach for a healing potion in her pocket. Her hand wouldn't move the right way, and agony seared through her. One of her arms was completely shattered, and the pain from that injury had masked the fact that her other wrist was broken. She released a strangled laugh at the realization that she had the powerful potion she needed to heal her injuries, but she couldn't reach it. If I die in a park, I'll be totally embarrassed, especially since it was the suit patrol that did it. They aren't cool enough to be the people responsible for killing Hot Fox. Their assailants had already all but vanished from sight as they raced away, but lingered for a moment at the edge of her vision. The dark suits blended naturally into the darkness and left her and Omni alone with several piles of empty clothes and dead bodies. Given her condition, their ambush had almost been successful. The creature moved to Hannah and stood over her. He leaned down and picked her up, his movements gentle and considerate compared to the massacre delivered only moments before. She tried not to notice that he was covered in the blood of his victims.
Fox and the Hound for the win.
Hannah took a few shuddering breaths.
Thanks, boy. I wish you could have done that earlier, but I understand that you're shy about changing when people are watching.
She managed a smile and coughed another bloody mouthful.
You need to get me home unless you know how to get the potion out of my pocket and give it to me. Sorry. I have trouble keeping my eyes open. Don't hurt any cops who come. If they shoot at you, run away or hide and turn into something cute.
She groaned and finally lost the fight against the darkness.